Sefer Dvarim is rather extraordinary. The Ramban, in his Akdama, if you have the Ramban, you can see actually parts of the Akdama of the Ramban. He writes at the very beginning, HaSefer HaZeh Inyano Yadua Shehu Mishne Torah. I'm not discussing that particular expression, that particular phrase, which is discussed at great length by Rishonim. Mishne Torah, as we generally understand it, the understanding being that there's some sort of chazara that's taking place, but the Ramban does not take that tack. He writes, Yivoreh ba'moshe Rabbeinu l'dor ha'nichnas ba'aretz rov mitzvah ha'torah tzrichas li'Yisrael. The Ramban says that here, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Klal Yisrael, obviously as we're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban indicates that here you have rov mitzvah ha'torah tzrichas li'Yisrael. Most of the mitzvahs that are relevant to Klal Yisrael. The Ramban goes on to explain, V'lo yaski v'odobe v'toras ko'anim, lo b'maisi ha'kobonos, lo b'taras ha'kobonim v'maseyem. Anything having to do with kobonos essentially has already been articulated in Sefer Vayikra. V'ha'ko'anim zrizim. The Chazal comment that since ko'anim azrizim, lo yitzarchu le'azor achar azor. There's no need for constant reaffirmation, repetition. Avu b'Yisrael yazir ha'mitzvah tanor v'smayim pa'am achar pa'am, both of them biur. However, to call Yisrael, there is a need to articulate mitzvahs again and again, and the Ramban indicates, skipping a little bit, Kemoshi Avo b'sefer hazeh binyani abad zorah, azorah merubas, zorah chazor, b'teichachos v'kol pechodin, ashi yatchil otzom b'chalon she'averos. One of the areas which Sefer Dvarim certainly focuses on is abad zorah. Throughout the entire Sefer, we have constant admonitions and warnings, azoros, against Chas v'Shalom becoming involved in Avodah Zarah. And then the Ramban adds, V'od Yosef, V'sera Azek, Tats Mitzvah, Shalom Nisku, Klal. There are a number of mitzvahs that were not mentioned earlier. Yibum, Moti Shemra, the idea of Get, Yidim Zomim, B'zul Hassan. Ukrad Nemu, Lom, B'lul, Kulam, B'Sinai. But in reality, all these mitzvahs are already articulated in Har Sinai, Ol B'yol Moe, B'shona, B'shona, Kodom HaMeragnim. Ki B'yar Vosmoa, which of course is Eva Dvarim, Eva Hadvarim, Lo nischatshu lo divrei abris kashen isparish bro. Here, essentially, what you have in Sefer Dvarim is the bris of Avos Moav. The Torah actually writes at the end of the Tochachon, the Chukosai, Eile Advarim, Ashi Divrei Hashem Moshe, Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai, and here, the Torah at the end of the Tochachon, Kisavo, Eile Divrei Abris, Ashi Siva Hashem Es Moshe, Likhoel Sis Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Moav, Novar Abris, Ashi Karasita Mechorev. So there was a bris of Chorev, that's the Pashto B'Chukosai, and this is the bris of Avos Moav. The Ramban indicates, but the Ramban indicates that the focus of Sefer Dvarim are mitzvahs. And essentially, Mishnah Torah is the term that the Chazal described Sefer Dvarim. But if one looks carefully into Sefer Dvarim, one will notice more or less the following. And the Ramban actually is the one who spells this out, not just the Ramban, but the Vilna Gaon, in a very famous comment. The Gaon actually has a comment where he actually divides Sefer Dvarim in the Averes Eliyahu, which is the Perash Hagon al HaTorah. So there he divides Dvarim into three parts. He writes over there, Neshiyesh v'sefer hazeh gimel chalokim. What are chalokim? Da'ayinu mitchilas ha-sefer, from the beginning of the sefer, ad vayikra, shekedem aseres ha-dibres, medabe binyani Musa. Essentially, the first four prokim. First four prokim of Dvarim are one section, one segment, where the focus says the Gaon are binyani Musa. Then continues the Gaon. From that point on, ad habrachas ha'akolos, shebepashis kisavu medaber mihamitzvot. From Parakei, all the way, literally, till the end of, or the middle of Parakav Zayin, there you have essentially a focus on mitzvot. And subsequently, says the Gaon, the third part is what he calls the bris. The bris that Klal Yisrael will mekabel upon themselves, that's from Parakav Zayin. You can actually see this in the Chumash itself, it's pretty self-evident. The division that the Gaon has till Perek Dalid of Parshas Dvarim, essentially what you have here in these four Prokim, Moshe Rabbeinu reviews salient aspects of what happened. A number of events actually are highlighted, namely the Parshas HaMeraglim, and we also have the Chamos, the wars that took place with Sichon and Og, and as well we had a discussion that took place with Yisrael in the context of setting up a judicial system. There are a number of fundamental distinctions between the description of what happened in those in the original context and the way the Torah articulates it over here. I'm not focusing on that tonight. That requires for each parsha you have to examine it very, very carefully. But if you look at the first four prokin going through Parshas Vayeshanan till Perek, more or less till Perek Hay, where you have, or already in Perek Dalet, you already have the introduction of Maimon HaSinai. And once you have Maimon HaSinai, you take a look at the Psukim, starting from Vayeshanan, and then Ekev, and then Re'eh, and Shoftim, and Kiseitze. You have many, many mitzvahs. That seems to be the bulk of the content of those Parshas. And then, in Kisavo, Kayadua, the bris with Hargiz and Harevel, that's a well-known bris. The Ramban has a comment over there as well, on the following pasuk where the Torah says, Oru asher lo yokim es divrei Torah az lo yislas asosam, yama kolam amin, at the end of Perek Chaf Zayin. That's really where the bris, to a large extent, is accentuated. The Ramban points out there, there's a concept of Kabbalah, Harol Kal Yisrael, he quotes Rashi, says Rashi, Kam kolam az kolam Torah kula, v'kibru alayim ba'olah b'shvua, and the Ramban indicates that the nature of this Kabbalah is such that essentially they committed themselves to the entire Torah. Kitam kimu v'kibru ha-Yehudim aleim b'al-Zarah. Name of the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Makkos, where the Gemara points out, kimu mashe kibu kvar. Here you have a Kabbalah of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Ramban is the Daik, doesn't say, or asher lo yates divrei HaTorah azot, or asher lo yokim. And Rabbi Yonah has in Shabbat Shuvah, similar kind of deal, many Rishonim have this deal. The Pasuk says, or asher lo yokim, here we have Kabbalah Sabris. And therefore this is a bris that's taking place, that's the third section of Sefer Dvarim. So essentially Sefer Dvarim has three sections. Section number one, as I said, more or less reviews salient events that occurred earlier. And starting with Parakei, you have the second section, Maimon HaSinai, and different mitzvahs that Kol Yisrael received. And then finally, as I said, the final segment, which is from Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Tet, till the conclusion, more or less you have the idea of the bris. And the Ramban is simply focusing on the fact that the focus of the Sefer Dvarim according to Ramban are the mitzvahs. Mishneh Torah, essentially the central piece, of course, are the mitzvahs that are found, of course, in the middle. And that's how the Ramban seems to introduce here the entire parsha. I'll just mention one other thing before you comment, and that is that Rashi, Barichus, you look in Rashi Kemat throughout the entire parsha, you'll notice the way Rashi understands the Sefer. Clearly Rashi understands the Sefer as a Sefer of Teichocha, a Sefer of rebuke. And Rashi could say there, again, a lot of it is based on Medrash, where the Rashi interprets the Pesuk in the very beginning of the Pasha, where the Torah says very clearly that Ela Advarim Shedivar Moshe Kol Yisrael Beva Al Yardin, Bamidbar, Ba'arova, Molsuf, Ben Parav, Ben Kleifel, V'Labon Mechateros V'Di Zohov. So Rashi connects a lot of this to different events that occurred. It's based on the Sifrei. Rashi learns Ela Hadvarim Divrei Tochocha. This is Machlokes Rashi and Ramban here, very fundamental Machlokes. What exactly the primary function of Sefer Dvarim is? According to Rashi, the primary function is Divrei Tochocha. And Rashi actually quotes part of the Sifrei, and the Sifrei inside, you see, the Sifrei actually brings a raya to which Rashi cited from the Sifrei, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivan. Sukkot at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph. The whole Pasha Zazino, which has to be examined in and of itself, but the whole Pasha Zazino is a Pasha of Techocha, glaring Techocha. Tom Yisrael, you had this Techocha actually found in other Pashas, not just in Hazino, but there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Ramban, how to understand Sefer Dvarim. Is it to be understood as Divrei Techocha, the way Rashi understands it? And again, I'll discuss this a bit further, a bit later. Eva Advarim Shedibre Moshe Kol Yisrael. Again, he have again a machlokes Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says that why did the rebuke have to take place in front of all of Kal Yisrael? Because otherwise those who were not there would come with complaints. Why didn't you counter what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Had I been there, I would have argued such and such. So therefore, that's how Rashi understands why Kal Yisrael has to be involved. The Ramban understands it differently. The way the Ramban learns the entire Sefer, since we're talking about a Sefer that the focus is on mitzvahs and Kabbalah Sabris, so therefore it's poshut that since we're being Mekabal Kol HaTorah Kula Michadosh, a new acceptance of Torah has to take place before the entirety of Kol Yisrael. And just a moment again, if you just a bit further, just to look at the Sefer, Parshas Dvarim, beginning of Eschanan, is a fair amount of Techocha. Most of Ekev as well is Divrei Techocha. Then, Reish, Shetiv, Kiseitze, Molid V'Godesh Mitzvahs, all types of Mitzvahs. Kisavo seems to have both elements, both, as I said, two elements. Patu nitzavim and vayelech divrei techocha. Pashas hazino techocha. So the way they interpret the introduction, that the Sefer Rashi focuses on the element of techocha. The Ramban focuses on the element of the mitzvah. So you look at the Ramban perish from the beginning of Dvarim to the end of Sefer Dvarim. As you see, the focus of the Ramban is that, and obviously both themes are quite relevant, namely that there are two functions that are being served in Sefer Dvarim. One function is divrei techocha, and one function is divrei hara, instruction that Klal Yisrael have to receive. And again, I'm simply indicating that there seem to be two roles of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kayadua has a din melech. Chazal comments already that Moshe is a melech. The Rambam writes this explicitly, and the Rishonim cite the pasuk in Dvarim by Hibishur and Melech Misasi Rosh Hashem Yachid Shita Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu din melech haya, and not only he has a din melech, Yeshua also has a din melech. The end of Perek Aleph is Tevi Yeshua, that where he indicates the idea of Malchus, the source of Moshe Malchus is the end of Perek Aleph and Tevi Yeshua. Rak Hazak Ve'Emat, that you can't rebel. And therefore, Moshe is certainly considered to be a din melech. However, Moshe is not known as Moshe Malkeinu. He's known as Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Soloveitchik often indicated that very clearly, that his primary role is that of a Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to a melech, but certainly he's a melech as well. But here we have these two different, if you will, foci, and it seems to be the subject of Machlokes in Rashi and Rambam. Okay, that needs a separate discussion. I'll just briefly attempt to answer it. If you look at the Ramban over there, on that pasuk, Ora Shalayakim is Dibra Terra Zos Lasosam. You have to read that Ramban really very carefully, and that's what you see, what the Ramban is at. It's not just the Ramban, Rabbi Niona writes like that in Shari Tshuva as well. Kabbalah Tabris. Apparently the Bris of Avos Moav has a totally different nature than the Bris of Sinai. Tzvei Dinim. Everything is Tzvei Dinim. So there's a dialectic over here. And the dialectic, actually, the Bris of Sinai, if you will, is more normative in nature. In terms of the body of information and instruction they're obligated to comply with, and Klal Yisrael is obligated to accept and carry out, Na'aseh V'Nishma, the Bris of Avos Moav is a totally different Bris. It's the Bris of Arevus, as Chazal comes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara first parak points out some sukkim in Tanakh, in Sefer Yeshua, especially in the context of Ochon, Chotu Yisrael. So there, why does Yisrael and Radim Chotu Yisrael? Chazal say, from the time we cross the Yarding, the concept of Arevus begins. Kol Yisrael Arevus Elazeh. The Choshul Ish Ve'ochiv. Rashi quotes it, Chazal mentioned it on that post, the Gemara Shavuos, the Lamech, that became Arevus Elazeh. But that happened only when you cross the Yarding. That's the Bris of Avos Moav. Essentially a totally different type of bris. It's a bris where we are guarantors for each other's commitment to mitzvahs, and that is a totally different type of bris than the Bris of Sinai. They're really two different aspects of Kabbalah, and that's why the Ramban, I believe, quotes the Gemara in Marcus and Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu asher kiblu kvar. But the Asolvechi once brought an interesting raya in the Pasha of Korach. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to go ahead and chastise, not just chastise. He essentially wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu argued, "Ha'ish echad yechta v'alkol eidah tiktoks." One person sins, and now you punish everyone, like the Gemara says in Pesachim. Tuv yachat v'zigud mingid. Right, one person sins, another person should be punished. As they say in very modern Hebrew, it's a low fare. Obviously, that would be something that's completely and totally without any foundation. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accepted that time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he accept it? Because before they went into the Eva Yardin, before they crossed the Yardin. So before they crossed the Yardin, there was no yet concept of Arevus. But once the concept of Arevus comes into play, that's the Gemara Sanhedrin. At that point, then, that time it would not have been accepted, would not have been legit. So the whole idea of the Bris of Avos Moav is a Bris which is essentially focuses on this sense of Arevus, of each one being responsible for the other. But it needs a lot more discussion. There's a Tshuva of Chaim Leizer, a famous Tshuva Nachi Ezer, where he discusses the fact that it would be ger, would be possible, he is not obligated. We know the Gemara says, "Abraisin Yevamis," quoted by the Chabad Shemalach in Yerodeya, quoted by the Rambam, Yisroi Bia, as far as what we tell a would-be ger. What we ask a would-be ger to accept upon himself. We don't tell him, Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rav Chaim Leizer says, no, there's no din of Hodas, Kol HaTorah Kula. We don't have to inform him of the entire Torah. But what has to happen? There has to be a Kabbalah of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara says in Cheres that even if a ger, a would-be ger, refuses to accept, Afilu Divrei Chaveru Sechot, Ein Mekabel Meksa, even a Drabonim, Divrei Seifen, if he's not committed to every single jot and tittle of Kol HaTorah Kula, then when I'm a Kabbalah Ger, then the Ger has no entree into Kol Yisrael. So that's the din. The halacha is the Kabbalah of Kol HaTorah Kula. He has to commit himself to Kol HaTorah Kula, but not necessarily has to be aware of Kol HaTorah Kula. So Chaim Meizah has a Tshuva Nachi Ezer. Okay, I want to now focus a little bit on one of the issues that I mentioned by many, and I may spend a lot of time on this, even though I didn't really want to, but I felt it's very significant, and it's something which bothered my father, Zechen Mizracha, many, many years ago, and anything that bothers him automatically bothers me, genetically. It somehow seems to move along. The signon of Sefer Dvarim, the style of Sefer Dvarim, is completely different than all the other Arba Chumshei Torah. It's different than Bereishis, Shmos, Sayikim, Amidbar, not only in terms of content is it different, because here you have, it seems like a rather lengthy monologue on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eid Levar Mashiach Dibra Moshe Kol Yisrael. Wow, they had a lot of patience, a lot of forbearance to listen to such a na'um, to such a lengthy, shall we say, peroration on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, which extends, came out all the way to the end of Sefer Dvarim. The Netziv writes in his Akdoma, the Netziv says, no, we don't necessarily have to assume that it was all at one time, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayamakil Ke'ilos, but Moshe Rabbeinu would gather Kol Yisrael at different times, in different places, and thereby each of these Ne'umim were, if you will, more partisan or more localized. That's how the Netziv understands that he writes in the Perish HaMikdavar. But the Pashtun is not like that. Eilad Var Mashadib and Moshe Kol Yisrael, we're talking about a rather lengthy kind of Ne'um that Moshe Rabbeinu delivered. The one who's speaking is Moshe Rabbeinu. Eilad HaDvarim HaShadib and Moshe Kol Yisrael. And Rov Rubo Shel Sifro of this Sefer is Ne'um Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. He's speaking the Guf Rishon, and Moshe Rabbeinu is either reviewing the first four prakim, that which occurred in the Midbar, different events that we mentioned earlier, teaching them the Torah, call them a pratim. That's why we have mitzvahs, new mitzvahs that are found here, and then the Mamar HaBris at Arvas Noah. So all the Rishonim and Achreinim have a field day with this issue, the fact that Sefer Dvarim seems to be markedly different than Shaar HaSfarim, both in terms of Tochen, and also in terms of Signon, in terms of the style that is being used, and I'll describe that moment when I get to the Gemara Megillah, where the Gemara says explicitly. The Ramban writes here the following. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in the first person. So Moshe Rabbeinu, first person. The beginning of the Sefer is, Ela Advar Moshe Dibre Moshe Kol Yisrael. Vinehu ki misapet dvarim b'lashon omram. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking b'lashon omram. I'm skipping a little bit. Like a sofer hamatik. That's what the Ramban writes in his Akdoma. It says, Perish al HaTorah. Here also again in Dvarim, the Ramban reiterates this idea. Moshe Rabbeinu is a sofer hamatik. Like a sofer, a scribe who is copying. Misefer kadmon. Abu Zeh enes uborur. The Ramban, I'm reading his Ramban in Akdoma al HaTorah right now. I'm just quoting, even though it's not here in Dvarim, but even though he has small snippets of this in Dvarim. However, the full treatment is found in Akdoma. So he says, "Zeh emes uborer mitzchila sefer breishis alinu kol yisrael higiyam yipishtak odishbochad od v'shom Moshe." So what is the Rabban bothered by? He's bothered by something which is fairly obvious, namely a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara says over there, "Kidvar Hashem boza zeh omer ein terem in hashamayim." Person who denies terem in hashamayim, afilu omer kol terem kula in hashamayim chutz mi pasuk zeh. Person says the whole terem in hashamayim, the exception of one pasuk, shloim omer odishbochad ameishim v'yatmai. Zil ki Dvar Hashem Baza. Gemara says you're under the strictures of Dvar Hashem Baza. Ba'afilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kula Min HaShamayim Chutz MiDikduk Zeh. Again, Dvar Hashem Baza. Now basically, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that this Sefer, Eile HaDvarim HaShadiva Moshe Kol Yisrael, seems to be not in sync with the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Kol Yisrael, and the way the Ramban said, Shemidaber Moshe Biyanatzmo. Moshe is speaking in the first person. The same issue was also raised by the Gemara in Barabasa, a famous Gemara in Daptezvav. The Machlok is with the last eight sukkim that are found in Chumash. What's the status of those last eight sukkim from Vayomashem Moshe Eber Hashem? You look in Dvarim, Perek Lama Dalit, you'll see there, Vayomashem Moshe Eber Hashem. Did Moshe write them? Did Yoshua write them? So the Gemara there quotes the Machlokis. Rav Shimon's position is, Evsher Sevetara Chaser Od Achas. Is it possible that one letter is missing? Elad Kanak Arizbocho Oimer Umoshe Kaisei. Till that point, the Almighty was dictating, the Rebbe Shem was dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is writing. Mikan Deilech HaKarizbocho Oimer Umoshe Kaisei Bedema. From that point on, HaKarizbocho is speaking and Moshe is writing with tears. So what do you see? Kol Chamishuchum Sheterah, including the last day of Sukkim of Sefer Dvarim, Nemu Mipiagvura, Benichtu Ayde Moshe Kisei Hamatik, as the Sobat Ramban describes it, Kisei Ramatik, and the Rambam writes in Hilchot Tzvila, Perek Yigil, Halacha Vav, the Rambam quotes this, Halacha Shvein of Sukkim Shebesei Vatera, I'm not discussing now the status of these eight psukim. The big machlokas of Rishonim, the Rambam and the Raiva, and many other Rishonim have a field day. What does it mean that Yochid Kuri Esav? Okay, I'm not getting into that parsha, but the Rambam writes, Shemayne psukim shebesev atorah mutar likra esav v'sakneset pachad mi'asara. You don't need a minyan. That's the Rambam's interpretation of those eight psukim, why they are unique. The Raiva asks a famous kasha, V'atzibu l'eichon holchu. There was a minyan till then. All of a sudden it disappeared. Where'd they go? Ram continues, Abishakol Terahi, Umoshe Piagvura Amram, even though it's all Terah, and Moshe said to me Piagvura, hold Umashmon, Sheinacha Nisas Moshe. The implication is that they occurred when? After the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shtanu, there's some sort of Shinu that took place, Ulafikah Muta the Yachid Iko Esam. That's why Yachid can read them. Now, there are different interpretations. What does it mean, Yachid Kari Esam? The interpretation is, you don't require a minion. Others have a different pshat. But whatever the case is, it's clear, Kol Sefer Dvarim, including the last eight psukim, Moshe Mipiagvur Amorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said it. And the Rambam writes in his Akdama to Perechel, like, I'm not going to bring you all the rayas, I'll just tell you, I'm going to present it to you in a moment, but the Rambam writes in the Akdama to Perechel, in the Yisod HaShmini, Hey Yais HaTorah Men HaShamayim, Hu Shenamin, Kikol HaTorah HaZeis HaMetzuyah B'yadeinu Ata, the entire Torah as we have it, Hi HaNesuna Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaSholem, Shei Kula Mipiagvura, Kulama Shegiya Ila Kula Meis HaShem Yisbarach, exactly where the Ramban described Moshe Rabbeinu as Sefer Hamatik Mipi Kadmo. That's how the Rambam also in Akdama to Perachelik also writes, V'zesha Omer, whoever contends Shekamo Eila Apsukim Vastipurim Moshe Sipra Midaito, that Moshe Rabbeinu on his own autonomously, independently decides to go ahead and introduce them, Hinehu Eitzo Chachameinu D'Vieinu Kofer Umigal upon him, Yosef Ikar Kofer. He's the biggest Kofer imaginable. If someone were to deny the fact that it's all divine, and it's not Ki'ilu Rahman al-Mutsad Bivana Shalom, but it's rather the authorship of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the problem is really a massive issue because it's a Gemara Megillah, the famous Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph in the days. Ramban himself discussed this Gemara, and the Gemara is the subject of a lot of discussion. I'll just briefly try to deal with this. The Gemara says, "A masikin the klolos." When it comes to the klolos, there are klolos that are found in the tachachas found both in Bechukosai and Kisavo. So the Gemara writes in Megillah, "A masikin." You can't be masik. Echad kari is kula. One person has to read the entire continuum of klolos. Amar Abai, lo shonu el the klolos shebetirav tarnim. The Gemara is mechalik between the tachachim and Bechukosai, that which is called Bris Sinai. The ones that are found in Kisavo, it's not actually Kisavo, continues in the Nitzavim, Tesis at the end of Masechet Megillah discusses this, and also the Tesis read, and many Rishonim talk about this, why it continues, why it's extended into the next Pasha of Nitzavim. But the ones in Mishneh Torah, Paisek, Mike Taimah, listen to this Gemara. Halalu B'loshen Rabbi Mamuros, Umoshe Mipiagvura Amoran. Namely, the ones that are found in Vayikra, Moshe and Rabbim is used, and Moshe said to me, Piagvura, says Rashi, V'nasa shliach loma, kach amal yakadosh baruch, shari amurim, Moshe, v'nasati, v'hivkadati, v'shalachti, mishay echolus b'yod alasos. However, the Gemara says, halolu, those that are found in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, v'loshen yokan amuros, u'moshe mi piatzmo amoron. Wow, what a striking language. Moshe mi piatzmo amoron. Moshe said them on his own, says Rashi, Mishnah Torah, how is it written? Yakecha Hashem, Yadek Hashem Becha, Moshe Omron Ne'emal. Moshe himself said, in Tavra HaMitzvah, Hu Yakid Aleichem. If you violate the Mitzvah, Hashem is going to issue. So the way the Medrash presents it, the Gemara, and Rashi, the Klolos and Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Mipiatzma Amoron. Another apparently the Gemara seems to indicate, according to Rashi's interpretation, the Gemara does not see the entire Sefer Dvarim, Shenema Mipiagvura. Pilei Ploy. How is that possible? We just read a Ramban and a Rambam, and we read the language of the Rambam and the language of the Ramban, and the Gemara Sanhedrin. And there's also a Medrash, which is a very, my father, Rosh Hashanah, was very fond of this Medrash. Medrash Tanchuma, in Dvorim. Medrash says, a very striking Medrash. Eile Advorim Ashadibe Moshe. Omru Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Es Mola Marta Lo Yish Dvorim Anochi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kvad Peil Kvad Osha. Lo Ish Dvorim Anochi. גם משמאל, גם שולשיים. גם יוז דברך על עבדך, כי חוותך ועדו של הנכי. The psuk is beginning of Shemot. He wasn't able to articulate anything. ויחשב, אתה מדבר כל כך? And Kari said, now you're just going on and on. אומר רב יצחק, אם אתה חיוך, the word חיוך is a striking term. The whole term of the Medrash, Tanchum, what the translation of that was, Poshup Shat, אם אתה חיוך, if you are a kvad peh, if you have difficulty speaking, and you will be cured. Just like Kali Yisrael were cured at Hasirai, according to the Medrash from all the Mumin, so also Moshe Rabbeinu, let him teach Torah, learn Torah, and thereby Refuah will come about. The question is what, of course, this Medrash means, but I'm only interested in the Medrash as far as this issue is concerned. The Medrash brings this point to the fore in the context of which Sefer? Sefer Dvarim. Doctor, Sefer Dvarim presents a problem. Es molamata l'ish Dvarim anochi. Not regarding the other four Svarim, not regarding Bereishis Shemos Vayikra Mamidot. There it's not a problem. They also were given like the Moshe Rabbeinu. Somehow the Medrash already sees the distinction between Sefer Dvarim and the other four Svarim. That's what I want to derive from this Medrash. That with reference to the Sefer Dvarim, all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu becomes an Ish Dvarim. Eila Dvarim, Ashadim Moshe, I'll call Yisrael. So apparently there's a distinction, the way Rashi presents it, between the other Svarim and Sefer Dvarim. Okay, this matter would take us the next few hours. I don't plan on discussing it for a few hours, even though I could, but I'm not going to. But my father Shlomo was very interested, and my father was interested because of the Ababonel. When I was growing up, my father used to learn the Ababonel. He was very fond of the Ababonel. We went to the entire Perish Ababonel in Zagoda, Zerah Pesach, in the course of many, many years. And we also used to learn the Ababonel. And what happens is that the Ababonel, you know his style, he presents a series of questions. And then he subsequently writes an essay, and you have to find the answers to the questions in that essay that he writes subsequently. That's his style, the style of the Ababonel. The Ababonel here in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, I Xerox part of it, is very, very marich. The questions are fairly obvious. I just want to, I'm going to more or less, in a circuitous way, avoid the questions. He has many, many kashas on the nature of Sefer Dvarim, but some of them are embodied in what I mentioned earlier, namely the character of the Sefer, the fact that the Sefer is a Ne'um. It's not, there are no chukim over here. You don't have the kind of chukim, mishpatim, and mitzvahs that you have in the rest of the Torah. And the mock of the Sefer is Yosha Abeinu, Lomit Pi Hashem is Barach, and on and on and on, the Ababonel. And then the Ababonel comes to the following maskana. And he says, I'm going to read part of it. He says, the Mokar of Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Samchut, the authority of course, comes from Hashem Yisbarach. And he explains, En Chanami, Moshe Rabbeinu, Noam Bifnei Yisrael, Bifnei Meisrael, Midaito Milibo. He actually delivered a rather lengthy peroration, as I indicated. And he's explaining, and he's been giving Tochacha, and Bi'er, Vitziva, Vakodesh Baruch Hu, Hiski Maldvara, Hashem Yisbarach gave him Haskama, gave him an imprimatur, Vitziva also lichtov, and Hashem told him, go write it down, exactly as you said, Eile Advarim HaShadib and Moshe HaKol Yisrael, and on and on and on. So essentially, it's Midaitel Shem Moshe and Ritzono. However, the Ktziva of the Sefer, as one of the Sifrei Torah, Nesa Al Pi Mitzvah Hashem. So the Ababonel, which is, I think, to anyone who hears such a notion, can almost jump and go right through the ceiling. And the Ababonel explains that since Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to mechazik Klal Yisrael and give it to Chacha before they enter Eretz Yisrael, therefore the Ababonel indicates that the nature of this Sefer is markedly different than all the other Sfarim, and I'm not really being fair to the Ababonel because he's extremely marachavi, and the Ababonel needs a lot of careful iyun. I'm not focusing now. There are many different approaches one could take, but I'm just mentioning this Ababonel because that's more or less his theory. Now there is a Sefer which I am not so familiar with, but because of this issue I am familiar with it. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, the pre-tzadik, Alatera. It's the only Sefer of his that I'm familiar with, and there he has in his Akdama, Te'el HaDvarim, the following. I'm just going to read part of it, like Xerox actually part of it. He says, Ha'inyon Te'el HaDvarim, the Pasha Su Kedel based in Yonim, there are two in Yonim found here in Te'el HaDvarim, Echot Shein Mishneh Torah, V'hu Haschalas HaTorah Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Bechina HaTorah Shem Al Peh. He compared the Torah Shem Al Peh. Uke Moshe Omri, quote the Gemara Megillah, Moshe Piatzma Amoran, Kumoshe Nehmar, Hoel Moshe Be'er HaTorah Zos Lemur,
Look in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Upirish Rashi b'shivim loshin pirshalem. The Chayim Midrash. He quotes both the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says Chatzu Amudei Hashiva. The Gemara dashes the pasuk in Mishlei. Eilu Zayin Yemei Bereishis. The 7 days of Bereishis. And he says V'hainu Zayin Midos HaTachtenios. The 7 spheres. The Moshe Amar B'Zayah Kodesh. Umida Zayin the Sphere Malchus Shuneged Shabbos Malchus. Malchus, he says, Torah Shebalpe Karino La. Now the Esther Sphere apparently correspond to the Avari Aguf. The Sphere Tamalchus is Bechubi Keneged HaPeh. Dibur is the Ikra Malchus. And then he calls the Gemara in Shabbos, which is a little bit less esoteric. The Chay Nidrash, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chatzah Amudei Hashiva Eilu Zayin Sifrei Torah. As you know, Chazal saw Vahib Ben Tzara as a Pashur from the Atma, says the Rab Tzadok, Harei Shechamesh Eschum Shei Torah Heim Lamaise Shiva Tzvorim. The Sefer Dvorim Hu Hashvi Shebahem. Dvorim is the seventh Sefer. The Sefer Zeh Hu Sefer Shvi Kineged Midas HaMalchus Zeh Oin and Shenichta the Sefer Zeh Dibur Shnios. What is he saying? He calls it Ein Li Esek B'Nisvaros. I'm not from that ilk, from that school. The Chosbos, you have to understand Rab Tzadok. He apparently understood Dvorim as being the beginning of Torah Shebalpeh. He calls it Bechina Torah Shebalpeh. Notice he somehow saw in the Gemara Megillah when the Gemara distinguishes between Dvorim and Sefer Vayikra. As far as the clothes are concerned, he sees the following distinction: that in the clothes of Sefer Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu is essentially Shechina Medaberes Mitach Groin Shel Moshe, as Chazal say. The Shechina is talking. Goron Shel Moshe Rabbeinu is the instrument by which the Shechina is speaking. Moshe is the medium of his galus. He's the kind of ramtol of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's his mic, so to speak. Of course, Hadvarim Nemru Mipiv, but his mouth is serving as a tzinor for Divrei Hashem. Mashenk in the close and Sefer Dvarim says Rab Tzadok was said Aidei Moshe Rabbeinu Umimenu Hashem is mentioned in the Guf Shlishi. It's not the Shechina Medaberet or Goron Shel Moshe, but Goron Shel Moshe Medaber Al Shechina. That's how the Rab Tzadok seems to distinguish between Sefer Dvarim and all the other Svarim. So Sefer Dvarim clearly is different. And now I just want to read to you one more thing from Rab Tzadok. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but Rab Tzadok then goes ahead and he quotes a well-known Chassidish Admor. I'm not at all, I have no expertise whatsoever, I'm a complete and total novice with reference to Chassidish Admorim. He quotes from the Yid HaKadosh, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Vashischa. And I want to read part of what he said in the Akdomi. Al pi mashayim b'shem ayu yakol zadal. Shelama b'chol yom eiz b'sukim b'sefer mishne Torah. Shama shehulo b'sefer Musa. He saw the Dvarim as a sefer Musa. Umaze dafke sefer Dvarim. Halo yesh kama sefer Musa. There are plenty of ethical works. Al pi mashakasa v'atanya. Ha-hevdel ben terchocho sheloim di mitach asvarim. U'bin mashashem m'pi mochi achai. Shebeshas hadibur yetze me'alein. Ha-idei zeh nichnas alein. Ulashon Eva Advarim, who come Loshin Zea Dover, Rakshom Loshin Yochid, Kam Loshin Rabin. He quotes the famous Sifre, which is Rashi quotes the beginning of Pashas Matos, if I'm not mistaken. Moshe Valeyam Moshe Shinis Nabe Bezea Dover. It says, the other Nabiim, how are they Miss Nabe? They will Miss Nabe, Koyama Hashem. Correct? They are saying over what Hashem is brought home to say. Moshe Rabbeinu Zea Dover, says the Yir HaKadosh, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Vashischa. שבשור שעון המשה הבן על משה למזויס, הוי הזה הדובר עוד יצים פי הקדוש ברוך הוא, שוי השכינה מדברת מתוך גרינוי. ולא כנבו השעה נביאים, שנאמר בלשון כה עם השם, שמסתפה מה שעון השם הסברה. וכן כאן מראה, הלא של אלה הדברים שדיבר משה, שזהו הכייח בדיבר משנה תורה, שמי שקורא בהם, הוא עתו כשומע מפי משה, והן הן אלה הדברים אשר דיבר משה, דובר עתו בפי הקורא. ודיבר משה אם זה אדם אשר ציווה השם וכן כן ידבר אשר יצביע לו ישוב עלי ויקום ואך נכנס ללב ופועל וזהו מלך דיבר התוכחה של משתתר אלה הדברים שהקורא בהם שומע עתו אלה הדברים אשר דובר משה עתו לפי הקורא. In other words, the distinction between the way I understand the what he's saying here, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, there's a fundamental distinction between Vayikra, the Klolos, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groino Shel Moshe. Mashenkin here, Moshe apparently has some degree of autonomy. Some degree of autonomy. The extent of it is not so clear. You have to examine actually in this matter very carefully, not just the Ababinel, but also Xerox over here, the Malbin, the Rachaim HaKadosh, each one has a different mahalach in this matter. And I'll just even share with you a famous comment. I only am familiar with this because I once taught the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel. Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel, he has a rather markedly different conclusion regarding this whole matter. He says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu haya mukhan kovegel in avuah kama shekaskud imdu liyeshma maitzav Hashem lachem. Rashi comments Ashrei Yoladato, that anytime he wants to speak to the Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to do so. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Boyoylech v'godel b'zeis ha-madrega koleis. He's going up and up. Atche'ola b'yodo v'zocha eileha al-kedim silukim v'da'olam b'shleimus ha-yeseh ev-shoi b'korach ha-adam dizkais. Moshe Rabbeinu, before his tira, reached the highest level of shleimus. To Moshe Matir b'mishna Torah, the Pasha v'ayim Shema, Shetchil Oma li'avos Hashem alokeichem. And right after that it says, v'nasati mita'atzuchem, shuhu ha-nesei, hu ha-poyel. Moshe Rabbeinu ki'ilu, he is the one who is carrying out, executing, implementing all of these, shall we say, haftochas. Ki hitzbatel be'enei atzmo mi'metzias klau. Moshe Rabbeinu, his metzias is totally batel. Rak hashchina levad ha-medaberes. Lachin Oma v'nasati. וזהו שאומרו חז"ל, שכינה מדברת מתוך גרונו של משה. כמו שכוסף פה על פה אדבר בו. ולא כוסף אילוב, אלא בו. פה על פה אדבר בו. We shouldn't talk about that. At the end of the passage, בעלו יצחק. Says the נפש החיים, ביטוחי ממש. So he understands that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the contrary, achieved a higher level of נבואה towards the end of his life. And as Moshe Rabbeinu was, he writes, הולך וגודל בזויס המדרגה. And he is, in fact, is saying that Sefer Dvarim is essentially, we see the evolution, as it were, of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was so nisraimim, and the way the briskers understand the Nefesh HaChaim is the following. They understand Nefesh HaChaim as saying that the moment Moshe Rabbeinu, after the 40th year when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, so at that point now, whatever he said becomes a chetzer shel Torah. Prior to that, it was not a chetzer shel Torah, whatever that means. You'll discuss it with Tzvi Dov, he'll feel. I'm often at a loss to understand the brisk terminology. It's esoteric to me. Whatever the case is, at that point it becomes a chetzer shel Torah towards the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and not prior to that. But that explains also, again, that when the Gemara says in Megillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishnah Torah, Moshe Piatma Amaron, means Moshe Mipiatmo. Not the way that Babanel says, Ksivotin Acharkach. That's not how Nefesh HaChaim understands it, clearly not. But rather, with the Amira, is the Shechina Medaberes. And therefore, somehow this Savior is more lenient than the other Svarim, Mastikim Bikrolos. It's not a steal to the Gemara Tarheden, Dvar Hashem Bodra, because, in effect, what the Gemara is saying over here, that even though Moshe Fiyat Amaro, but since he was so Botel, Vaya Shechina Medaberes, Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amaro, Ki'ilu Hashem was saying. That's how Nefesh HaChaim somehow interprets this whole thing. It's very fascinating that what comes out. And perhaps this is how one could really resolve the, what seems to be a machlokes over here. It depends really from whose perspective you look at it. You look at it from the perspective of the Chetzer Shel Torah or the perspective of the Navi. From the perspective of the Navi, it would seem that the first four Svarim is Dibri Hashem is Barach and Moshe Rabbeinu is only a Tzinor, is the kind of pipeline. Shechina Medaberes, in order that, shall we say, Moshe Rabbeinu is the conduit for Shechina Medaberes. But Mitzad the Madrega of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a low level Nevuah. He had not yet achieved that high level Nevuah. And Dafka and Sefer Dvarim, according to Nefesh HaChaim, here Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoylech v'Godel b'Zeis HaMadrega, until he achieves the level of Bito, Mimitzius Klal, and therefore he himself represents Shechina Medaberes. He came to the highest Shleimus. Okay, I'm just telling you the, it's just a very complicated issue, this issue, but it's a very significant issue. And one that is very, very unclear. I should just mention that this issue is discussed at great length, and this is what my follower showed. My follower is a big chassid of Dubna Magid. Every Shabbos we had another mushal of Dubna Magid on the table, and the Dubna Magid, I mean, I have to own the Sefer Oel Yaakov, it's my father's copy. Anyway, so Oel Yaakov, the Dubna Magid, Barichus, he's the one who quotes the name of the Vilna Goyin, that the Goyin already raised this question as well. The distinction between Sefer Dvarim and the other four Svarim that are found in Chumash. This is over and above that which I mentioned at the very beginning of the Shiur, as far as the Goyin's division of Sefer Dvarim into three sections, the three segments. The Goyin quotes from the Ol Yankir this statement, and again, it needs a lot of attention, exactly what the Dubna Magid had in mind and what the Goyin had in mind, but I'm just presenting to you just Rashi Prokin of this matter, and it's kedai to examine carefully, as I said on this, both the Ababinel and the Malbin and Chaim HaKadosh, who all address this issue and try to find some resolution as to how to understand these matters. Yeah. They're asking an excellent kasha. This kasha is discussed as well by the Archaim HaKadosh right at the beginning of Dvarim, your kasha. He's bothered by the fact that the Torah records, we have a number of discussions the Torah records, obviously, regarding what Bilam said. And by the way, it's a famous. Yeah. There are many, he has, there's a whole list, actually, of items that are mentioned, and the whole discussions that took place over there. So where did that, there's a famous Rashi in Barbasa, Moshe Kosaf Sifroi Upashat Bilam. So the famous Mariel Diskin has a famous tshuva, I'm sure they, the Briskarov, famous tshuva. What does it mean? Moshe Kosaf Sifroi Upashat Bilam. What, Upashat Bilam is somehow a separate appendage, it's somehow a nispach, not included, but the issue that you raised is an issue that's raised by both the Malbim, the Archaim HaKadosh and the Ababinel. I can't get into it. Oh, excellent. Good. So that's how. Excellent. That's exactly how the Briskers understand the entire matter. That only in the 40th year, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down, and there's a machlokes, of course, the Gemara, whether Torah Megillah did not, Torah Chasuma did not, where it was given after each event. And then it was written down, or it was written down at one time, the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, but your premise is 100% correct. Pashtus, there should be no distinction whatsoever between Sefer Dvarim and all the Osra. The problem is the Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah, well, the Gemara clearly is mechalik between the Klolos of Vayikra and the Klolos that are found in Sefer Dvarim. That already seems to indicate, based on Pshat and Rashi, that in one case Moshe Rabbeinu was talking, Eilad Dvarim Shadiva Moshe Kol Yisrael, Mashen came, the other Svarim there, it's written in a different style. The signon is different. But there are differences, clearly, between Sefer Dvarim and the other Svarim. That's why I think the Rishonim are having a field day. But that Gemara Megillah is really the Gemara that created a massive issue. But you are correct. The Pashtus is that it really became the Chetz Shel Torah at the very end, and there's no distinction between Sefer Dvarim and all the other Svarim. And certainly that's a much easier approach to take. My father, Mishal, was just very concerned and troubled by the Ababinel, by all the issues they raised. You'll take a look at it if you have a few weeks on your hand. You'll examine the Ababinel. You'll see he's wrestling a lot with these issues. I just want to mention some other distinctions that are fairly obvious since you already raised the question between Sefer Dvarim and all the other Svarim. The Ramban already points this out, and all the Rishonim pointed out. There's no Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe Lemon. There's no Tzavis Ne Yisrael. Of course, the nature of Dvarim, the token of Dvarim is different, therefore you would not have these Lashonas. But another expression which is found throughout Sefer Dvarim is the expression of El Kol Yisrael. I actually jotted down for myself how many times that expression is used. Ramban is the one who noted this. Eila Dvarim Shadibim Moshe El Kol Yisrael and Dvarim Perakala Pasagala. Then Perakay Pasagala Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael Vayomer Aleim. Perakhotes Pasagala Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael Vayomer Aleim. Perak Lamadal Pasagala Vayikra Moshe El Shua Vayomer Aleim Vayikra Moshe Yisrael Chazak Vayomot. And then Dvarim Perak Lamed Beis Vayomer Moshe I only quoted to you 5 or 6 examples. They're all over the entire Sefer. You don't have such a language in the rest of the Chumash Torah. It's not found. Besides the fact that Vayidav Hashem Moshe Lemur is not found, it's interesting. The Rambam has Hilchos Chagigo, and the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Hakel. The Torah said, "Bevo Kol Yisrael." That's the Pashim Vayilach. Bevo Kol Yisrael, the Rosh Vnei Hashem Elokech Hashem Spam Bashana Tikra Satar Zos Nen Kol Yisrael Biyozneim. So there also. So the Netziv in his Perish Al Torah in Hamik Dover, he writes Eila Advarim means the entire Sefer Pashim Vayilach. What I mentioned earlier, I actually Xerox the Netziv here. He says the Inei Lohi Kol Advarim Harab Maim B'Maim Echad V'Lo B'Yom Echad. How could it be in one day? We're not able to handle the Russia for more than 3.5 minutes. That's the extent of people's ability with my case. The rikuz today is probably less than 3.5 minutes. I teach Talmidim who have the rikuz of maybe 30 seconds. I'll buy that. But the Netziv writes that it's not b'mam and echad. Elohaki elohtam b'kama itim. Different occasions, he writes. V'dibra eze inyan b'zeh ha-sefer. once he was he killed us on Bimidbar, Pam Bar Rava, Pam Molsuf, Pam Ben Far Ben Teifel, Pam Belovin, Pam Bechateras, Pam Bevakav Shenega Dizar. Moshe Rabbeinu he killed us on Bim Taimei Shenin. In different places, that's how he understands and it's it. But the Lashon Kol Yisrael is very striking. As a matter of fact, it seems to me that there's a mokum to draw an analogy. This language is also found in Sefer Yehoshua. In Sefer Yehoshua, I cite this myself different places in Perek Alva Yehoshua, about to cross the Yarden. Again, it's addressing all the Kol Yisrael. The language there also is very similar to the language found in the beginning of Eilat Dvarim. The Yehoshua tells them, Bo lachem nesati kashid yibarati al Moshe mi'amidbar al-vanon v'anhar gadol nahar pras. Similar language that we have in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. And then also, what the Torah says here, Bo Roshua Taretz. Again, Yehoshua writes in a very similar language. And also, even in terms of the Meraglim, it's interesting that Yehoshua, I found that Kol Yisrael is either called Kol Yisrael or by Yitzabu Yisra'om Leimor. Vayom Yehoshua Laam Yizkadoshu. Vayom Yehoshua Bnei Yisrael. Vayoshev Yehoshua Kol Yisrael Imo. Vayikor Yehoshua Kol Yisrael. Vayasav Yehoshua Shloshit Yisrael. Vayom Yehoshua Kol Haam. Vayom Yehoshua Laam. I mean, either the term Am is used as Amban and Bishalach, it's not the language of Am. Why the Torah uses, usually the term Am has a pejorative connotation to it. Vayihom Timisayin and Rabbi Ozni Hashem. Also, you see there in the Bishalach, when you have also a number of complaints, querulous complaints on the part of Kol Yisrael. But anyway, it's clear that the language of Kol Yisrael and the fact that Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe was not found here. And I'll give you another very fascinating phenomena, which I noticed my father Shalom pointed this out as well. In Sefer Dvarim, the Goyin already notes this, in Adaras Eliyahu. But my father pointed it out to me, that you find many times in Dvarim, Marvav, Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabin. Re'ei, Nosati, Lifnechem, Esaretz. Re'ei, Lashon Yachid, Nosati, Lifnechem, Esaretz. Or, Re'ei, Nosan Hashem, Elkechad, Vanecha, Esaretz, Alei Reish, Vatikul, Venei, Lai Kuchen. It goes from Yachid to Rabin, Kiseida, Atol, Ve'a, Yom, Esayadim, Vikarata, Mu, Venei, Amon. A second later, Kumu, Su'u, Be'ibru, with Nachal, Anon. From Yachid to Rabin. And, Banei, from Manal, Derech, Abashan. I cited about 15 places. There are about 45 places, all over the place. Why Dafka said it, Dvarah? Why this kind of... Correct, exactly. And this is based on a going. Also, I heard from the Rav, Zechel Lebracha, based on a going, that the going points out, you have in Emor, this is one of the famous distinctions, in Emor, the Torah speaks about Tzvi HaSaina, Usata Mechem Mevachas HaShabbos, Lashon Rabin. The Gemara said, Menachas, Yet they feel the Kalecha V'yechad. But then, in the Pasha of Re'ei, V'Safat El Chashem HaShab Solshonim, the end of Pasha of Re'ei, V'Safat El Chashem HaShab Solshonim, Shem HaPomim, V'Yilchol Yimei Shem Solshonim, Teisha Ravarim Shona. So the question is, why is there a distinction? Lashon Yachid, Usfatim Lachem, Lashon Rabim, and the other case, Lashon Yachid. So the Goyin writes, I'll read the exact Goyin, Klal Godahu Batera, the end of the Sefer, Divrei Eliyahu. There are a lot of interesting likutim quoting the name of the Goyin. I once heard from my Rebbe, he said, half of them, the Goyin didn't say. Even though they sound absolutely fantastic, he said, many of them are border on Chassidish Pshatim. Whatever the case is, that's a Litvak talking, so. Chassidish Pshatim are also good. Chas v'shol. But anyway, so the Goyin writes, Klal Godahu Batera Shebichsav, B'chol Boker Shemdabereth Lashon Rabim, Hu Liyochid. Pirish Kol Advarim Nemru Chalish V'ish V'Yisrael B'Yichud. B'chol Boker Shemdabereth Lashon Yochid, Hu the Rabim. Ki Adat V'Nei Yisrael B'chlal Nemru Dvarim. Exactly as David said, that's exactly what Sefer Dvarim is. So you see, Sefer Dvarim is different. There are many differences between Sefer Dvarim and the other Svarim. And the question is, how do you address it? How do you deal with it? It's clear that Sefer Dvarim, that there's a need for Achdus of Klal Yisrael as a Tnai before we enter Eretz Yisrael. And Shum Sofek. We cannot enter Eretz Yisrael splintered. In a divisive kind of state, Chas v'Shalom. The famous Meshech Chochma, he quotes a number of times in Perek Shel Ha'Torah. He quotes Yerushalmi in Peah. The fellow who wrote the translated Yerushalmi to Hebrew, he gave me the entire Yerushalmi. He used to live in Beit Shemesh. His son actually lived in Beit Shemesh. So the father gave me the Yerushalmi. But he said, it's nice that you agreed to learn it. I said, I can't make such a commitment, but I'm asking to learn two Masechtas. So he said, which one? Brachas and Peah. So first he didn't agree, we had a whole deal. Finally I got the whole Yerushalmi, I only learned Brachas and Peah. I've not seen anything beyond that. The famous Yerushalmi and Peah, I know that Yerushalmi is Meshech Chochma. And the Simcha quotes it a number of times in Perek Shel HaTorah. That the Meshech Chochma points out at the very beginning there, the Yerushalmi, I think it's in Perek Aleph Mishnah. That Dorah Shel David, what does it say? Kulam Tzadikim Hayu. They were all Tzadikim. But because they were Dalturim, they were Baal Lashon Hara, and they from Amuchama. They lost in battle. Dorah Shel Achav, Eid Yavin Zorah Hayu. He was completely and totally wallowing in Yavin Zorah. Baal Yesh Shel Hayu, Baal Dalturim, Hayodim Nimilchama Umenatzchim. They always prevailed in war. So we need Achdus, Klal Yisrael needs a lot of Achdus. That's what he writes in the Shachachma. He says, he writes it in Bishalach, he quotes it Shishami elsewhere. He says that if the Tzibur is Mushchat in Avodah Zarah and Arayis, but the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Hashechin Imam Besoyt Tumokon, that the Rebbe Shalom is still with us. Abel, he says, when it comes to Nimusin, Lashin Hara, Machlokes, that's what it says. He quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nun Zayin, the Rebbe Shalom, that the Rebbe Shalom is inside the Shechina. And he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, that Migdash Rishon, the Gemara says, where there were of the Avodah Zarah, Arayis and Shvichas Domin. Migdash Sheni, Hayesi Batar Mitzis, Neimach Harei, Nesin Aschinam. That's why the Migdash Sheni was Nechrav. So you see that if the Tzibur is Mushchas Benidov, Habe Yisi Garua, named Nishchas Benidov. I think that Meshach Rachma writes this very clearly and very explicitly. Okay, I just mentioned the issue. I wanted to really discuss one thing in the Parsha. At least I felt I should. This is just, and I really not even scratched the surface of the issue that needs more than this minimalistic scratching that I did. There's a Parsha here that my father, Al Hashem, was also very bothered by. Look in Dvarim Alapar Pasuk Havzayim. This is when the Meragdim come back and they tell Kol Yisrael what they saw. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vateirognu v'yalecha v'atimru." My father was very into language, very troubled by language. "Vateirognu v'yalecha v'atimru." What do they say? "B'sinas Hashem Yisrael hotziyanu me'at mitzayim v'alseif tzonu b'yadu emeiru v'ashmireinu." That the Rebbeinu Shalom hates us. That's for sure. You know, Chazal, the Gemara in Tainis, that "Vayiku." Ha'am ba'layla hu atem b'chisem b'chir shalchina ma'nekarei alachem b'chir shalderes. That night was El Tisha B'Av, and both Beis Hamikdash Harishon Hasheni Wachare Midah and Midah Vayimasu B'Yaretz Chenda. Anyway, so the Lashon of Vateirognu, so Chazal, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin Darshim B'derech Notrikon Vateirognu Tartem V'Ginisen. Now Tartem is Haaretz. You went ahead and you reconnoitered the land. V'ginisem, you were meganed and mokom, that the Rebbeinu Shem was mashkin shchinas b'beneihem. And Rashi in Chumash also says, Rashi writes here in Dvarim, divrei lashon hara. They spoke lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not stam lashon hara. The lashon of vateirognu, my father was very bothered by it. What is the nature of the lashon hara vateirognu b'aleichem? The answer is, nargon is someone that even though you are beneficent to him, you do him all kinds of hatavos. Now is he not maki toiv? What does he say? You did evil to me. You perpetrated an evil on me. That's a nargon. That's a very miyuchad b'katan lashon hara, a special kind of lashon hara. A person receives as a recipient of a teva. He says that teva is raw. Pasuk in Mishlei Parashas Ches. My father used to quote this pasuk. Divrei nirgon kimislamim. They're like mahalumos. Means that a person is yerid chadi botet. I want to do good for you, and now you not see it as parasato, but in the contrary, you see it as I want to simply go ahead, Rahman al-Islam, and hurt you. Obviously, we can't hurt the Rebbeinu Shalom, but here in the Chok Tfiyas Tevuk, Delam is vice. How possible would we give you so kofi to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koreas Hayam. Nuchem Bamolek gave us the man on a daily basis. Lechamishne, Hasinai, Teromitzus, Hashvat Hashchina. And what do we say? You know why he did this? Bistinas Hashem Eitzonu, Hotiyanu Me'at Yitzayim. Laseik Sosonu, Diyanu Emeri, Lashmi Deinu. How could a Dor Deya say, what they would say here, such to Yot? Lo Yomaki Yisupa. So Rashi says, Rashi has a very striking lashon. Perakal Pascha Zayin, Rashi quotes a very mushal hedyot. Madde belibach al rachmech, madde belibe aloch. Usually when we come to these Rashis, we don't bother. It's Aramaic, you can't figure it out anyway. What's the point? Rashi says, that which is in your heart, about your friend, madde belibach al rachmech, madde belibe aloch, is what you think is in his heart about you. The word rachmech, we should know from the Sugi Gittin, Kamsa by Kamsa, Ahu Gavra, that he had a friend, Rachmech. But, okay, Rashi says what he says, but still, if Hashem Baruch hates us, Chas V'Sholom, wants to destroy us, so why would he go ahead and be so beneficent to Am Yisrael? Why would he do all these favors for us? There's a pasuk in Shoftim, Tanakh, Perek Gimel, a famous pasuk, when Eishes Maneach, they see the Haftarah, that's why I'm familiar with it. They are Malach, Oile Ba'esh, she tells her husband, maybe we're going to die. So her husband says, Lu chavit Hashem abisenu, lo lakach miyadeinu, oilo mincha, lo haranus kaleve, v'chayis lo shviyadu kazayis. It means that if Hashem accepted the korban and showed us a nest, He didn't do it to kill us, chas v'shalom, but on the contrary, l'reinu esonu, because we're about to have a child, Shimshon, the Zira Makim. So here, Klal Yisrael, Yibon Hashem accepted Eilu Mincha, Mitzrayim, the coming Pesach, Maimon HaSinai, showed us Nisim and Nifloth. Lo, lakach miyadeinu, Eilu Mincha, l'aranus kaleve. How's it possible that they didn't understand it? And their reaction is, "B'sinat Hashem Oisano, Haitzianu Meretz Mitzrayim, Pilei Ployim." My father, Hashem, couldn't get over this. He just couldn't deal with it. How is that possible? I discussed this issue many times with Rabbi Zal Shlita, already 14, 15 years ago. So first he told me a davar chadash that I thought was Pilei Ployim. The Meraglim themselves, who are Rashi B'nai Yisrael, so Chazal tell it to us, in Sias Hasharim, quotes the Zoya. Zoya says that woe is their cheshven, if Klal Yisrael would enter Eretz Yisrael, they'll lose their jobs. They'll no longer be the Rashi Ha'am. Memeva, because of Tavis HaKavar, they don't want to be Mevater of the Nesias. And therefore they did what they did. And Evansel told me, he said, Lefi Anius Daito, Kidarko, he has Per Mapik Magolius. So he said, the Meraglim made a mistake? No, wasn't true. V'haraya, the Moshe Rabbeinu, take a look in Bamidbar, Perek Ramadala here, Pasuk Yitzayim. V'yidabe Hashem v'Moshe Leimor and Masei, Eilish Moshe Anoshim Ashinchalu V'Mesa'aret Elaz V'akrem Yeshua Bin Nun. So when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the names of the Nesiim Asheyin Chaluem Esaret, whom are they? Take a look in Pasuk Yitess. Eilu Shmei Sa'anoshim. Lamati Yehuda, Kaleb Ben Yefune. Kaleb was among the Meraglim. And now he is appointed to become a Nasi, even in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be Manchil, Lebnei Shiftei, Chelkam Baretz. So if that's the case, said Rav Levinsohn, if the other Meraglim, had they been Nisnaig like Kaleb, they would have been Zechat to what Kaleb was Zechat to. They also would have been Mamshich to be Nesim in Eretz Yisrael. They would have been the Nesim in Eretz Yisrael as well. That is not generally the way we understand the Zoya and the Mesiyas Hashar. They would have lost their Nesiyas. And I found in the Shlach Kodesh, I went looking. Can't be. I found the Shlach Kodesh that he writes. No. They were right in the Echshash. Had the Zera of Misa not been Nizal to Amidbar, they would enter Eretz Yisrael. The Sia Shvatim would have been those mentioned in Pashas Bamidbar. Beginning of Pashas Bamidbar, it says, L'Ruvain, Elitzu ben Shneir, L'Shimon, Shumaya ben Tzuri Shadoi, L'Yehuda, Nachshon Aminoda. And then he was Medaik from the Lashon of Rashi in Shlach, by the Meraglim, Kulam Anoshim, Lashon Chashivos, V'Osa Shok Sherim Hoyu, means V'Osa Shok, V'Chutzah, they were right to be Manhigin. But Eretz Yisrael, they were not right to be Manhigin. So he defends the position of the Zoya, but Rav Emsel has a tremendous, as I said, unbelievable diuk, I think, in the Psukim regarding this matter. Okay, but I'm just going back to the original question, which is, how is it possible? How can Klal Yisrael think, B'sinas Hashem Oisonu, Hotzionu Meretz Mitzrayim? So Rav Emsel told me, an answer to this kasha, there is no answer. Nishtokin Tichetz. There's no answer to this kasha. But that's the koch of the Yitzhara. That when one has the rotzon not to Eretz Yisrael, when one has the rotzon to be perik all Torah mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs exist in that schus Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. There are those who think if we're mavata on Eretz Yisrael, maybe we're potter for being mekayim Torah mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be maskin to that, b'shum panim v'ofen. But somehow they thought, nit naroi sheshuv mitzvayma, we're able to somehow extricate ourselves from this. When one has the Yetzer Hara, the Taina did not emanate from Seichel, did not emanate from clear thinking, It came in haratzon, ratzon not to be makir tov to someone who is teva hatoyv lahetiv. We should have a whole discussion on this Ramchal. The favorite discussion is in the Ramchal. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? And most of Shalim, the Chachmei HaTzod certainly believed teva hatoyv lahetiv. The Rebbeinu Shalom is kulo toiv. Umisha kulo toiv veitzo lahetiv. That's all he wants to do is do good and do hatova and do chasodim. Others have a different approach. Namely, Kaladika Bishmi, the Chleidi, Brasi, Yitzad, Rafatisid, Pasin Shayohu. The Bereshon created the world, the Chleidi. And then the Briskins. Why did Bereshon create the world? Not because of the Ramban and the other Rishayim, the Chachmei Asod, and not because of his covenant. He created the world, you know why? Biyoma Dibrok Yerusei. Because, Olam Mashato, Dibrok Yerusei. He decided one day to create the world. And that's what they have to do. We can't explain what the reasons are for the Benishal Olam. Whatever the case is, after Klal Yisrael, if you recall, in the Parsha of Shlach, as mentioned over here in the beginning of the Torah, when the Torah reviews the Chedah Meraglim, it also mentions the story of the Mapilin. What would they want to do? Chuvas HaMishkol. Mishnah is speaking about Chuvas HaMishkol. Correct? Zeh Lumat Zeh, also Elokim. If yesterday they said that they don't want Eretz Yisrael, today we're going to show we want Eretz Yisrael. Yesterday we were Nichshel, we were afraid of the Amori. Correct? We thought that they were Anokim, or in Beturos. Today, we're ready. Biolino, we're going to go up to Rosh Ahar, we're going to fight them. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, no, Laalos, you won't be Matzliach. Aron Hashem is not going to accompany you in the Merkava. What do they say? No, we're going to go up to Siris Nevesh, Bli Meshe, Bli Aram HaKadosh, we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. L'chura, it seems to be, Eiluch HaBal Tshuva, Golem Yisrael. The greatest Baal Tshuva imaginable. Akira Sachet, Mirakotze, Mirakotze. They're going from one extreme to another. Hashem is not the Kabbalist Tshuva. Vayered HaMaliki V'Aknani HaYesh Barahu V'Yakum V'Yaksum Ad HaChormo. And the Pasuk here, in the beginning of Dvarim, that the Torah reviews this Pasha, and reviews it in a very strong way. If you look at the Pesukim that I just started, that I mentioned from Chazayin, Perakal Pas Chazayin, Vatiroganu Vyalechim Vatomru, and then on and on. Pasuk Memala, Vatanu Vatomru Elai, Chaton Lashem. Yes, we sing. Anachnu Nalev Nuchamnu. We're going to go ahead anyway. Vatachuish Esklein Nuchamto, Vatahinu Alasor, Vayom Hashem Elai, Emorem, Lo Salu, Velo Silachamu, Kenyan Bekirvechem, Velo Tinog, Velo Evechem, Vatabu Adabre Alechem, Velo Shematem, Vayetzehu Amori, Vayaksu eschem b'seir ad chorma. Vatoshuvu vatidku b'vnei Hashem. So why didn't Hashem, why was he in the Kabbal their tshuva? My father was also bothered by this kasha. Here they bali tshuva. What's the problem? The answer is that nothing changed. Yesterday Moshe told them, if Hashem is with you, you have nothing to fear. They don't listen. Today Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, if Hashem is not with you, you won't be matzliach. Again, they don't listen. The Zelba Kfira. The same Kfira that existed prior to it exists also now. Yesterday they didn't believe in the Kach Hashem. Today also they don't believe in the Kach Hashem. Yesterday they thought that the military might, military prowess of Ami Kanan will be Menatzeach Ami Yisrael despite the fact Hashem is with them. And today they think that their military prowess will be Menatzeach Ami Kanan despite the fact Hashem is not with them. This is Kfira of Hashem. This is Kfira of Hashem. There's no tikkun to the chet that was committed yesterday. On the contrary. They are recidivists. Chazar Ashniya Alosochet. They're simply once again, shall we say, what the Gemara has, the Gemara in Yuma has Machlokes Tanoim, Rabban happens to pass the Alocha, Rabbanos Ben Yaika, they have Sekashi, Yahar Rabbah, Gerab, namely, is a person obligated to say Vidu again on Chatoim that I already did Shuva for. So, Kikel of Shavah, Kiyo, Ksil Shogi Bivalte. Of course you shouldn't do it. Rabbanos Ben Yaika says, no, on the contrary, you should do it. The Chatosi Negi Tomit, Zabra Melch and Tilin. That's how the Rabban passes the Alocha. Shuvanok passes like that. And whatever the has been for that are. Obviously everything is straight dinim. Because there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam writes in the letter of the Rambam, quoted by the Rambam's son, quoted also by, in Pirsha Mishnah, the Pirkei Avos, that the Rambam was asked by someone who was a very Adam Chubad. He said to the Rambam, I know that I did not commit any sins. So why should I say Vidui? Yom Kippur. The Rambam, very zmir what the Rambam does to him. Oy vavoy. He pushed it. Lashes out at him. How could you speak like that? So the pashtas, my father showed me, asked me on that. Rambam also What's going on here? The guy knows he didn't commit any sin. Okay, he ain't tani baras. Actually, asked the tibul ayechta. Maybe he's a little bit of hubris, a little bit of yuara. But he's relatively sure. He knows exactly how he handles. But so I'm gizitin. So I always thought the pshat was based on something I once said to my rebbe. He didn't say it over here, but I thought it was like that. Tzvei dinim in vidui. There's one vidui to achieve kapara, tzferek alzal tshuva, and there's a chabazun in a vidui, a separate din of vidui, vidu shal ritzui, to come closer to the Rebbeinu shel Olam. So this is together, vidu shal ritzui. I once told it to my rebbe, and he said to me, wow, it's a hot cup. There's hope for you. So anyway, I don't know if that's from the Rambam, but we see in general throughout Tanakh, and I'll be the same. I see I'm already on the Kvaravad Yitagul, or even Baltesis. I didn't think there was an Isav that Baltesis had Tamutoyo, but Kanere Ta'iti. Anyway, we find actually only Al Pi Hashem could be Minatech Melchama. I'll just end with this. Dimei Chizkiyo, Kayadua, that there are no soldiers to fight against Sancheir Melech Asher. He comes to Yerushalayim with a massive army. Shayon Navi says, "V'shem Hashem, Pasuk Malachim Beis, Perak Yitzes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Am Gimel Amadal, Lo Yavo Lo Yir Azayis, Lo Yir Hashem Chayts, V'ganoisi Lo Yir Azayis Lo Shia." And that's what happens. Vayi Bavai Lahu, Vayitze Malach Hashem, Vayach Menachem Ashur, Meir Shimon Mechamisha Elof, Vashkim Vabayke Vinei Kulam Gorim Mason. Hashem wants to save Yerushalayim. Nothing will help Sancheiros. He won't be Matziach to capture Yerushalayim. He can bring the biggest army in the world and all the nuclear weaponry that I could possibly muster. So need help it. And yet, you see also in Yirmiyahu, in the days of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, they're fighting against the Kazdim in Mesiras Nefesh. Yirmiyahu said, there's no point. Ki silachem u'esa Kazdim lo tatzlichu. You have to be nichna before Nebuchadnezzar. And only then you'll be able to save Yerushalayim the Migdash. Ki mikisem kolchel kazdim and luchamim itchem v'nisharu bam anoshim midukorim ish v'yodo yokumu v'sotu as a year azot v'esh. Even if you destroy the entire army of the kazdim and those that are left are pitzuim and midukorim, they'll capture Yerushalayim. Because it's not the size of the army that's koveya. It's not the matzav of the chayilim that's koveya. Only Dvar Hashem is koveya. And that we see can say there, if a person goes with Dvar Hashem, then a person will be Natsiach. Only the Koach Hashem operates in the world. There's no Koach Tzva'i or Koach Acher, not Klal Yisrael, not Umas Olam. Of course we need an army, of course we need, obviously we have to do the Ishtadlus that we have to do. But at the end of the day, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who's Poel. That's what they say over in Biskorov. They tell over in a well-known story, Einai Milvadai. And if a person has that kind of Ashkofa, unquestionably, a person goes with Hashem Yisbarach, he'll be able to be matziach, and the Baruch Hashem will give him siyata d'shmaya.